We're visiting with Burlingame coach Jeff Slater here on the Area Coach's Corner. And coach, I know you wanted to end the regular season on a high note when we spoke last week, but a late two-point conversion and a touchdown by Linden gave them a one-point win, 60-59. Just kind of talk about that ending of that game, and I know you guys want the hopes of an undefeated season were there, but Linden got you at the last possible second.
Yeah, I mean, it was a really good high school football game and two quality teams competing, and that's what we expected out of Linden, and give them credit. They made the plays down the stretch, and I thought our kids played good. I thought to start the game, we kind of started the game a little sluggish, but Linden controlled the line of scrimmage all night. We really didn't have an answer for them up front, but in the second half, I thought defensively we got enough stops to get us back in the game and to get the lead, and then we just couldn't get the stops down the stretch. We had a 13-point lead under 7 minutes to go, and give Linden credit, they marched down the field twice on us and that last 7 minutes and got a stop. That was key, and kind of had us on our heels, and we didn't get the stops down the stretch and make the play. So we put ourselves in position to win that game. We just didn't finish like we have all year, and those are some things that we hope to get fixed moving forward as we enter the postseason.
Now, I guess, what does it mean that Dane Winters had the game that he had, 144 yards rushing and 134 receiving? That has to be pretty confident for the young sophomore.
Oh, yeah. And that probably was Dane's breakout game, but I don't think anybody from our staff or our team was surprised to see that. We've relied on Colby Middleton pretty heavily, and usually when Colby has success, we really don't get away from it. We usually ride Colby a lot, and the other night Dane was having a lot of success, and we rode him, and he definitely has playmaking ability. His route running is really good. His hands are really good. Just a really high IQ football player, and I thought our offensive line did a really good job the other night. We really kind of were able to do what we wanted to do offensively for most of the night, and Dane had a big night. And moving forward, we like to think if teams want to key on Colby, you know, Dane's able to go, and we have multiple weapons that we can really utilize and put a lot of stress on the defense. So Dane had a great game. We rode him, and he performed at a really high level, and Colby had a great game too. So, you know, it's kind of unfortunate to see those guys and overall offensively us to be able to put up the numbers we did offensively and still come up short. So definitely need to be able to go back and fix some things and to try to get better as we move forward.
We're visiting with Burlingame coach Jeff Slater here on the Area Coach's Corner. Coach, you go into the postseason with a 7-1 record. The district title still got you guys that first round home game. You take on a Flint Hills team that's 2-6. You're playing on Thursday night, and it's an earlier kickoff at 6:00. Talk to me about Flint Hills and your first round opponent.
Yeah, just yesterday, what we're trying to sell the kids on is it's a new season. Everybody, you know, kind of has new life. You know, you win, you get an advance. You lose, that's it. And hopefully we have some new fuel after last weekend and can kind of enter the playoffs with a chip on our shoulder. But you got to be able to take it one game at a time. Really, we're light this week. We'll be helmets only all week. You know, we watched film yesterday. Didn't do too much on the field. And then today we'll get out there on the field and dive into full prep versus Flint Hills. But really, we're looking for our kids to respond with great energy. We're looking for our kids to fix the things that we're asking them to fix on film. I think our technique can improve. And we just really need to have a great week of prep. And Flint Hills, they got a big guys up front. So they're going to kind of just run it right at you. And if we had some issues last week controlling the line of scrimmage, so we want to address those this week, and hopefully we can control the line of scrimmage this week and have success of shutting them down.
Well, Coach, I appreciated all the chats we've had each week throughout this season. Best of luck on Thursday night against Flint Hills, and good luck the rest of the postseason as well.
Yes, appreciate you guys for having us on, and it's been a joy to be able to talk with you each week about our football program, and hopefully we can continue to do it. So
that's Burlingame coach Jeff Slater joining us here on the Area Coaches Corner, brought to you by Bank of Burlingame and X-Tech Wireless on Country 101.7 FM.